Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Tuesday, September 14th. Denton County's Director of Emergency Management has died, KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Chief Roland Acevedo died yesterday at the age of 56. Denton County says Acevedo died of complications of COVID-19. Acevedo worked in emergency services for more than 30 years. He joined Denton County Emergency Services in May of 2004, and since that time, he worked his way up the ranks, becoming the county's fire marshal and director of emergency management last October. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An attorney who represents Allen School District parents in a federal fight over mask policy says he's putting the final touches on the request for a temporary restraining order. KRLD's LP Phillips has the developments in the Right to Life suit.
Attorney Martin Serkeel expects the restraining order to be filed in the next day or two, and he says, among other things, it'll try to block the school district from punishing students. The initial suit says the school district has no coronavirus policy at all, putting the lives of young children at risk. He says there has been retaliation.
Parents, understandably, are scared to send their kids to school. So right now, many of the children who are not going to school are being marked absent. And what happens as a matter of course, after a certain number of days of absence, they are being referred to court.
For a truancy hearing, the school district says it's following the governor's executive order and has no other comment. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 4,000 people have signed a petition asking Frisco ISD to reinstate its mask requirement, but opponents say that's just a fraction of the entire 64,000 students in the district.
Students lined up to speak at last night's school board meeting.
Should we really be forced to make a choice between safety and an education in Frisco ISD?
One parent said he's an oncologist.
I'm here to share with you what I'm hearing from pediatricians daily, that their ICUs are near capacity, at capacity, or over capacity due to the increase in pediatric COVID cases.
But several people started yelling over those speaking, leading to a warning from the school board.
As adults, we need to be modeling conflict resolution and healthy behavior.
Opponents say the governor's order means parents can choose for themselves.
If your masks work, send your kids to school in masks, but you can't force kids to wear masks in schools. It's actually child abuse.
Frisco ISD has posted its disease mitigation strategies online, and the 7-day average of new cases has dropped from more than 100 at the end of August to 28 cases a day now. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Also happening in Frisco ISD, they will soon start construction on its 18th middle school. The school will serve a growing part of the city near the Omni Hotel and PGA headquarters, which should open in 2023. Corgan Construction's Brett Sumrow says the company met with the principals and administrators to get their ideas.
We looked at the idea of the Central Commons, similar to the Panther Creek High School. This group also said the cafeteria is underutilized a portion of the day as a destination.
So he says they'll build a central commons area where kids can work together on group projects instead of just a cafeteria. He says the science labs will also be built to accommodate other hands-on activities. The fate of the principal at Colleyville Heritage High School remains undecided today. Yesterday's special meeting to discuss the contract of Dr. James Whitfield was postponed because some trustees were unable to attend. The meeting is now scheduled for next Monday. Dr. Whitfield remains on paid leave. Some have accused him of pushing critical critical race theory, but Whitfield's attorney says there has been no clear explanation from the district on why he is on the hot seat. Things have calmed down dramatically in Houston. KRLD's Russell Scott reports there are still a lot of people without electricity.
Latest check shows still more than 350,000 people in the Houston-Galveston area without electricity, but there is good news. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says there were no deaths from the storm.
I want to thank the people in this city for adhering to the request. We asked people to stay off the road, and in large part, that is exactly what they did. They stayed off the roads, they stayed at home, they stayed out of harm's way, and as a result of that, no injuries, no fatalities. And that's a huge plus for the fourth largest city in the United States.
There was only one water rescue call in Houston, 5 carbon monoxide calls, but the water in the wastewater system, not affected by the storm. The issue now is dealing with downed power lines. But by tomorrow, the mayor says things will be, well, nearly back to normal.
One of the primary objectives is to get things back to normal so that as of tomorrow morning, schools can reopen, normal activities can resume, municipal courts will be open, garbage pickup will resume, parks and libraries will be open. So that's the goal tomorrow, to be fully operational.
Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's a double whammy for relief groups helping in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, now getting slammed by Nicholas.
Many North Texas relief groups are still in Louisiana helping with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, and that is making it more difficult to help with Hurricane Nicholas relief efforts down near the Gulf.
We are committed to continuing meeting needs after Hurricane Ida, as well as any needs that may arise after Hurricane Nicholas. We have feeding teams, chainsaw teams, flood recovery teams, all of which are ready to respond.
John Hall with Texas Baptist Men is currently providing relief in Louisiana. 24 teams are still on the ground there, but he says TBM sent 2 teams to Houston. They're on standby, ready to help if needed. Hall says meeting additional needs is going to be a challenge, and donations are desperately needed. We do have information about how to donate on our website, krld.com. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has approved a license for a company to store high-level nuclear waste in Texas. The company plans to build a new facility next to an existing storage site for low-level nuclear waste in Andrews County. Local officials and the state of Texas both oppose the permit for the new site. The Texas Attorney General is joining with his counterparts from 22 other states to oppose a voting rights bill in Washington. The group has sent a letter to leaders of the House and Senate criticizing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. It has been passed by the House but is being blocked by Republicans in the Senate. The letter says if the bill does become law, the Republican state lawyers will file suit to have it overturned. More than 14 million Texans are now fully vaccinated against COVID, but doctors worry about the people who never showed up for their second shot.
The Texas Department of State Health Services says 1.9 million people had missed a second dose of the vaccine through last week, and more than 1 million are more than 3 months overdue. 11% of Texans going for their first dose have not returned for their second. The CDC says those Texans who never return can still get their second shot, saying that'll still add more protection even if it's more than 90 days late. The Department of State Health Services says 59% of Texans 12 and older are now fully vaccinated. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.